I hope everyone had a great long weekend. I went on a hike with my son and my husband. I love hiking because, as someone who lives in the city, I look forward to the sounds of nature. You know, wind rustling through the leaves of trees and the sound of birds chirping.
Hey, there's a slug right there, Lukey.
Go take a look at it.
Okay.
But this hike was spent mostly hearing my son talk about his new obsession.
I'm just going to talk more about Roblox, okay?
Roblox, which, if you don't know, is kind of a virtual reality game that you can play on an iPad.
Just so you know, you spawn in the game with a wooden sword.
Okay.
So if you come in my house, please don't take out your wooden sword.
Okay.
Wanna know why?
Why? Later on in the hike.
But if you don't rebirth two times, you can't get most of the swords. Wanna know why?
The birdsong of a 7-year-old boy. Stay tuned for Parenting is a Joke right after these ads.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It used to be chill, it's all up in smoke. I think I'm still fun, parenting's a joke. I was cool, oh yeah, now it's hard to be cool, oh yeah.
And hello everybody, welcome to Parenting is a Joke. I'm a chasm named Ophira Eisenberg, and on this show I talk to stand-up comedians and funny people about their work and their career and what it is like to do all of that while also raising kids. Yeah, like how the fuck are we all doing it? Because I want answers and spreadsheets. God, I love Excel spreadsheets. In today's episode, I talk to international comedian Iris Barr, who is currently living in Israel, about her reflections on different parenting styles throughout the world.
Like, here we have helicopter parenting, but Israelis are insane. Like, you'll see a guy riding on a Vespa with, like, a baby in front with no helmet. You know what I mean? Like, chaos. So the kids toughen up, but they're also a little insane. It's like...
If you did not know, Ophira is a very Israeli name. And most of my life, I did not know another Ophira. But I have an Israeli friend who I recently said to, okay, sure, my name is not popular here, but you must know a bunch of Ophiras over in Israel, right? And he said, no, old name. Nobody has it. Cool. Thanks. Yeah, so I guess I'm the Myrna of Jerusalem. Just call me B'nai Bertha. Everybody, it's Tel Aviv's own Eunice. So on this podcast, I like talking to comics who are also parents because I just think that combination brings up a specific set of challenges. So I was talking to one of my comic friends who does not have kids, and he said, you know, sometimes I just think when I feel a bit lost that I wish I had a kid because it would give me a sense of purpose. And I was like, oh my goodness, no, you don't have to feel like that, because when you have a kid, you've just created a witness to your failures. See, I make people feel good all the time. One of the other challenges of working as a freelancer in entertainment or anyone in the gig economy is basically if you're not tethered to a corporation, you're fucked. And I don't know if you saw this in our new Substack, people. We have a Substack. It's called Parenting is a Joke. Check it out. But my husband and I lost our healthcare for a whole bunch of boring reasons. So right now we are navigating the marketplace, which is so not fun and so full of incompetence. Oh my God. And then so expensive. And it just really brings out how if you're not working for a large company or organization, you're screwed in this country because we're both freelancers. But man, until this gets worked out, I'm walking around kind of fancy free. I have never been more careful when cutting carrot sticks. That is a dangerous job. We went for a hike and I was just internally freaking out the whole time. I was like, nobody trip. Do not touch a bug. Do not brush against that tree. We cannot afford it. Speaking of brushing against nature, now I know people make fun of all of us in Brooklyn for our precious parenting. And I will say that some of the summer camps just 100% reinforce that because, okay, you know what? It's the city. These kids are being raised on granite countertops and spongy tiled playground floors. So there's this big movement to make sure they're exposed to the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I call them dirt camps. I mean, they call them nature camps or forest camps, even though they take place in a man-made park. But the kids have activities like mud paintings and catch and release of bugs and worms. You know, so when they go to college and sit on the green with their new friends, they won't complain about the grass being too pointy. We go to such great lengths to enrich our children with their summer camps. But you know what I think they would really like? I think they just want to be thrown in an air-conditioned room with unlimited access to Lay's potato chips, overseen by a group of disinterested teenagers who they watch create TikTok content about their shitty summer job that they're quiet quitting. Call it futuristic camp, and we'll all be fooled into thinking it's STEM-related. After the break, I chat with actor, playwright, who is not only bi-coastal, but bi-continental. It's comedian Iris Barr.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I am so excited to catch up with today's guest because guess what, everyone? She does not live in New York City. Mm-mm. I've caught her on a trip where she is visiting. It's comedian and actress Iris Barr. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so how old is your son now?
My son is 10, but his 11th birthday is coming up.
Ooh, imminent.
And in June. We've kind of jumped ahead to the teen years. Like it happened, eye rolling. Back to, at one point the other day, my son says, don't use that tone with me. Like, yeah, like literally, it's not even teen years. It's, I think he's like a 45-year-old at this point. You know what I mean? Like, we fight like peers. And I'm a single parent, so there's no father or another mother coming in going, don't talk to you.
Right,
you know,
that's
there's
not
none
what...
of that. No, that doesn't happen. I'm the good cop and bad cop. I'm coddling and putting boundaries ultimately.
Did you? I mean, I feel like I already have that relationship with my son, and I just assume it's because he has no siblings that we talk to each other. Like, sometimes I'm like, I am your mother.
Yeah.
I'm like, we are not on the same level.
But does your husband chime in, or is he a little disengaged?
No, he chimes in, but okay. I feel like our son feels like we're all at the same level.
Oh,
like we're all equals.
Yeah, my son's like, like, how come you get to do that? How come I can't say, can I curse on this?
Of course.
How come I can say fucking hell all the time? You know what I mean? I'm like, because you're a kid. He's like, well, you do it. I'm like, well, I shouldn't be. But now that I am
now
doing
that you mention it,
now I'm allowed to do it.
Are you comfortable with sharing the name of your child, or do you not
sure,
do that?
Sure, yeah. No, it's fine. Idan. He was born in Israel. And there's a tendency in Israel to give kids like foreign names because it sounds cool. Like there's kids named Liam. I'm like, it's like Liam Neeson, but it's in Israel. You know what I mean? And they're also like, there's all these tendencies
the
like
Irish
Zoe, you know, like, oh, they're super cool because it's not a Hebrew name. We're not calling him Sarah or Rachel. And so I wanted Aiden, but then I ended up going with Idan because my name gets slaughtered all the time, right? So in Israel, I'm Iris, but here I'm Iris, Urs, Christine, Eunice, like, whatever.
Iris. I imagine.
Exactly, a lot of Iris.
Iris.
A lot of Iris. So I wanted to give him a name that would also be fucked up all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, why make his life easier? We're trying to correct ourselves or just perpetuate the trauma.
Yeah, we're like, you'll learn what it is like to love something.
Exactly. Exactly. They slaughter it. Idan. I think in America, and I love America, and I am American.
Sure.
I was born in the Bronx. People have a hard time with having the thing on the second syllable, I think. Like,
oh, the
instead
accident
of going Idan, they go Idan.
Right.
It just
you're right.
As opposed to Idan.
Idan.
Which maybe sounds more aggressive. More Israeli.
I'm very Israeli, yes.
Wait
a second. Born in the Bronx. I actually did not know
I was actually born in Manhattan. I was raised in the Bronx.
Oh.
Here's my whole Wikipedia page for a minute. Born in Manhattan, raised in the Bronx, moved to Israel when I was 13, and then did high school there and the army, and then I left again. About 11 years ago, I started going back and forth, kind of being tri-coastal with LA, New York, and Tel Aviv, as if I had money to do that. When Idan was a baby, I get very peripatetic. I get antsy. Like, this is my commitment issues, right? So when he was a baby, we'd be in LA for 3 months. I'm like, no, Israel's so much better. And then we'd go to Israel for 3 months. And that's a 15 fucking hour flight.
Oh, my goodness.
And me alone with a baby. Like, and these are not fun years. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's the changing and the thing. And
the tiny
And he's on me, but he's not. And I buy a seat for him because he's not sitting. He was always a fat baby. So is that wrong? Can I say fat baby? I'm so scared to say anything.
Yeah.
I called my baby fat. He was a fat fucking baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like an Irish gangster. Nothing wrong with the Irish. But you know what I mean? He did. He was like this massive triple, like this kind of amoeba moving around. I'm like, you get your own seat, my friend.
As soon as we could, we also bought our son because he was very long.
You see that? That's not my problem in my family. Yeah. Long was never an issue. We just go wide. But that's good that you have a tall child.
But I understand that thing because everyone's like, oh, it's so great. You could save on airfare. The kid could just be on you till they're seven. And I was like, not my kid. Okay. No. So why would you go back? Just to see
family? To see my mom. But also like in Israel, it's very family oriented. It's a crazy place to live. I've been there now 2 years taking care of my mom. But the kids are very independent there. Like, kids walk alone to school when they're five. You know, it's a crazy place because there might be rockets or nuclear bombs.
Sure.
But in terms of the kids being safe on a daily basis, it's great.
There's not that feeling of like someone's
going to kidnap and molest.
Right.
But here, like, lose your kid in a mall here, you're going to have a heart attack. If you lose your kid in a mall in Israel, you'll be like, yeah, he'll show up. He'll come. He'll find his way
home. It's
a
mall.
Yeah, it's like a cat. Yeah, he'll find his way back.
I don't even know if I trust my child to cross streets properly.
Yeah, I don't trust mine either, but it's somebody who just got to, you know what I mean? Because if I keep watching, he'll never learn. Not that that's a good system. Like, here we have helicopter parenting, but Israelis are insane. Like, you'll see a guy riding on a Vespa with like a baby in front with no helmet. You know what I mean? Like, and there's like a baby thrown in the back and they're skateboarding down a hill with no helmet. Like, it's chaos. So the kids toughen up, but they're also a little insane. You know what I mean? It's
like, okay, this is perfect because I have a lot of questions,
yes,
but I want to play a quick game with you.
Ooh.
And we've set it up because you have lived in more countries than I have.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a parenting trend from a foreign country.
All right.
And you just have to tell me if it's real or fake.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay. In Macedonia, 75% of adults between the ages 18 and 34 live with their parents.
Knowing many Macedonians.
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
I haven't even slept with a mastodon. Usually that covers the gamut, because there was a time when I really tried to like have sex internationally. I haven't covered Macedonia. Thank you for the challenge.
Oh, you're like the vagina version of Epcot?
Yes. The vaginal Epcot is the proper term.
There we go.
Ophira,
I was getting there.
It's called Vagicot. Just like a new tampon.
Vagicot.
Try Vagicot. It's a cot for your vagina. It's a Vagicot.
Perfect.
I say it's true.
Yeah. Okay. It's totally true. In the U.S., supposedly less than 20% of adults under 35 live with their parents. Why is that? Why
I don't know. I think that a lot of countries, they coddle their children, but also they take care of their elderly. Like, I used to see my mom more often, and she lived in Israel and LA, than most people in LA saw their parents that lived in the United States. You don't know if you want your grandparents living. I mean, it could cause many a divorce, but there's something beautiful about that too.
Where... when it's more, as we say, normalized.
Exactly.
Right. In Iceland, every child is entitled to a musical instrument at the age of 3, paid for by the state.
I will agree to that. I mean, I like it. Is it true?
No,
it's not true. False.
But this is, supposedly Iceland is, according to some indexes, number one place to raise a child. Other people say Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland.
But I don't know. That whole thing, you know, they have the happiness survey, and then Finland is number one for the 6th year in a row. Israel's number 9. U.S. is, I guess, number 72 or something. No, but
it doesn't even
like
hit 12. The top 100.
No, it does. It does. But Israel, I guess, because people are like, we might die. Let's have fun. But Scandinavia, I mean, I've been there. I get that they have socialized medicine. But are people really, nobody ever looks happy there.
I remember I was talking to a woman that I met through the comedy scene. She was in sketch and theater, and she moved out to do a teaching job
She was
in Denmark.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, you know, she was like, the social services, the culture, the freedom, the feeling of being taken care of is unbelievable. She goes, but no humor.
That's what, I'm saying. It's
zero
like
humor.
Monty Python, big in Finland. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. How about in Bali, babies can't touch the ground for the first 3 months of their life.
Okay, sure.
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you said that. Well, yeah. Is it because the ground is considered contaminated?
Basically, it's the idea that it preserves the baby's purity.
The antibodies, though. Because then they say, like, here, they're like, give your kid dirt to eat so they can, you know, develop some sort of immune system.
I feel like we go back and forth on that every single...
I used to shove mud in my sons. You know what I mean? Like, develop my fucking immunity. I don't want to breastfeed anymore. You got the antibodies. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Shove it in there.
In Bulgaria...
I'm Bulgarian.
You are Bulgarian.
My parents were born in Bulgaria.
Yeah. So mothers,
but I know nothing about it, but go ahead.
Mothers receive 410 days maternity leave with 90% pay.
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's such a specific factoid.
I know.
I feel like I met a woman in London now who's from Romania who got like 7 years maternity leave. So I feel like I'm going to say yes on that one.
That almost makes it sound like a prison sentence.
Exactly.
7 years.
7 years to be with your child nonstop. Is it true?
It is true.
Okay, there you go.
And just comparatively, American moms get 12 weeks if they work a full-time job.
You're screwed. It's just
in the banking industry. All right. Finally.
Yes.
Spanking is illegal in Sweden, Kenya, and Greece.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. It's true.
Wow.
There are 58 countries and territories that have banned spanking.
Belt and hand? Sorry, am I being too specific? Because I feel like there's a spectrum. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Feather seems to be okay
in
a few of them. The U.S. is not one of them, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I never had the urge to spank. That's a complete lie, maybe. But I never thought of spanking. Like,
no. But is he going to school in different countries? How have you been managing this?
It's a little crazy. So school in Israel, you talk about parenting's a joke. School's a joke. It's
really?
Oh my God. It's surreal to me. School's till 1:30 p.m.
What?
Yeah. And he's in fifth grade.
What time does it start?
8:30. It's like 20 minutes long. The days are 20 minutes. And Friday's till 11:30 because God forbid you don't get all, you know what I mean?
For your Shabbat.
So I literally drive my son to school. And then I have to drive and pick him up. Like, there's not a lot I can do in that little window. So I'll sit at a coffee shop for like 4 hours. I'm like, okay, we're done. And half the time the teachers aren't there, or there's a strike, or they have free period. Like, it's 40 kids in a classroom.
What?
And I remember asking the teacher, I go, the academics? And she's like, oh, we focus more on social, emotional. I'm like,
oh, that's really? that's the new term, right?
You know what
social,
I mean?
Emotional.
Like, come on. Mm-hmm. And the kids, there's a lot of bullying and thwacking. And, you know, I moved him to school because some girl got a table thrown at her.
What?
Yeah, like, it's insane. But this teacher's great. Like, his teacher now is fantastic. So I make him also do, like, an online school for the English and the math. And he hates me for it.
Yeah, but that's the last couple of years. Before then.
No, before then, he was just doing school in L.A. He was just doing school. We were in LA.
The whole time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And how did you find California school?
We were in a public school, and I like public schools, and I think that, I feel like elementary is a wash anyway. I don't know. But people in New York are insane.
Yes.
They're worried about college in like the school for first grade. That seems insane to me. I had to like go and go, like, this is his childhood. He's not going to be in a super academic. Maybe middle school will be better. I don't know.
Are you trying to go like, all right, let's also put you in sports? Or let's,
he does a lot of sport. Like now he's just playing soccer all day with his friends that are like, huh? You know what I mean? So like, why don't we watch another, you know, video from Carl Sagan? So at first that worked for a few years, but now he's just like, mom, just fuck off. I'm going to play soccer with, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of guys. So that's it. And then they come over and they're like, huh? And we don't have video games in the house. So
how did you manage that?
I've always been a little bit of a Nazi with that stuff. My TV's not hooked up. Like I watched, you know, Succession in my bed under the covers. But
no iPad?
No, no iPad. He watches stuff now, and he watches Ted Lasso, and that teaches him cursing and values.
Sure,
and,
values.
Yeah, but when he goes to his friends, it's like FIFA for 9 hours straight. I'm fine with that.
Right, you're like, you'll find it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But I remember you saying, I think your son was hanging out with you in New York, and I was like, oh, you know, I new kid, and I was like, the stuff, the plastic toys and whatever, and you were like, oh, no, 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 we don't have that. He has coloring pencils. And I make him draw. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, I think I started off really well. It's all been a downhill spiral. I really let it go. I don't judge anybody. You try and instill some creativity. That's all you can do.
Well, also, you are auditioning.
Yes.
You are shooting television. And you were recently doing a film in London. Is that right?
Well, no, I shot a TV series.
Oh, TV series.
I just shot another episode of Curb.
Oh, fantastic.
Fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, I shot a series in London, which was wonderful, which was great because I hadn't been working in a, you know, the last 2 years, I've literally been taking care of my mom. Like that has been my life. And it's from hospital, like not fun stuff, like grief
intense.
And hospitals and just kind of horror. Like I was in LA now and I went to a commercial audition. I literally had an orgasm. Like I used to hate those things. You know what I mean? You go in and it's there's the supermodels in one section and then you have the, you know, the Christmas Santas there that ready for the Christmas spots.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I, the character act?
Oh yeah. I was like, where are the Picasso paintings? Yeah. That's where I belong.
My agent had a mixer. Now I'm old already. You know what I mean? I'm up there. I've been with this agency for a long time. So, but all these people are gorgeous. You know what I mean? They're
beautiful.
Like just ethnically diverse and models, but also quirky looking and gorgeous, but quirky, you know,
right.
All of that. And they're all like 25 years old and I'm mingling and they're like, oh, I just signed with the agency. How long have you been here? And I've been like about 20 years and their jaws like, were they doing commercials 20 years ago? Like they
like,
can't even...
do commercials exist?
Yeah. Like, was it on VHS or like on, you know, was it analog? And then I asked her, she was with this other guy, I go, how do you guys know each other? And she looks at me like kind of, and she goes, we're in the Dorito spot. And she goes, the Dorito spot.
Oh, that one.
As I was not well-versed in the Dorito spot. But she was so cute because she's just starting out. And
oh,
she's
no.
like, this is, you know, and it was just so
and
much.
Doing so well.
And doing
you're in a Dorito spot.
But she goes, the, like, we're in the Dorito spot.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, not that Israel is like a religious place for everybody, but I know that you went to a religious school. Family was not religious.
No, very secular, yes.
Very secular, but sent you to a religious school.
They wanted me to have the Hebrew. I think it was just about getting the Hebrew. It's a lot of Israelis, like Israelis are like the worst Jews on the planet.
You did not become religious.
No, I didn't. And I had led a double life. It kind of fucked me up because I did like believe in God. And, when you want to be accepted and you're also kind of indoctrinated, not indoctrinated, but like it was a really good school and it was all about question because Judaism is about questioning. Everything is questionable in a way. But I'd come home and my dad would be eating like bacon and taking me to the Guggenheim and we're supposed to be going to shul. You know what I mean? And then so I kind of had to lie and say, yeah, we go to the special shul or, we're not at McDonald's. You didn't see me at McDonald's. They'd be like, we saw you. Like, we saw you. We were on our way to shul. We saw you in the car. But in Israel, I get there and everyone's making fun of me for believing in God.
So you, move from the Bronx.
Yes.
To Tel Aviv?
To Herzliya, which is a suburb.
Okay.
There's the super wealthiest suburb, which is Herzliya Pituach, which is on the beach. Yes. Not there.
Okay.
So we were in the stucco building, kind of sadder part of Herzliya. After the army, I travel and then I go to college at Brown.
At Brown. That was my child's safety school for preschool. you have a degree in neuropsychology.
No, that's not accurate. It's just psychology. I did study neuropsychology. I did a lot of neuroscience, but the degree's in psychology.
So you have a degree in psychology. You did some neuroscience, but you worked as a cancer researcher?
Well, what I did during undergrad, I spent time at Stanford doing fMRI research, which is the brain scanning research. But back when it, again, just started because anything would get published, like, because it was just so exciting. Like, oh, we, put this person in the scanner and this part lit up, published. You know what I mean? Like, now it's a little more complex, but back in the day, it was kind of the start of it. And then I went back to Israel. This is all during undergrad for a year. And I worked in a cancer research lab as part of my studies. And I did cancer research on rats. I had to induce this kind of menstrual hormonal release amongst these rats, which involved stimulating them sexually with like a thing. So I'm literally
a Q-tip?
Well, no, a little bigger, but I would literally stimulate. They had to go into lordosis, which is that position where animals get ready before they get fucked with their butt sticks. Kind of like when you're wearing high heels.
Okay.
That's really why men get like high heels, because your butt sticks out a bit and reminds them of like this kind of fertility. Yeah,
okay.
That's that whole kind of look.
Yep.
I just look like a T-Rex when I'm with heels. It's not a good look for me. But so I would literally in the lab at night be like doing this to these
fisher
rats. Only at night. Nobody wanted to see that during the day. The study was not a huge success. It was fun stuff. But I also, I was trying to do my acting and I was trying to do both.
You were trying to do acting at the same time? When did you discover acting along the way?
Well, I did acting at Brown a little bit. I moved to New York and I went to conservatory.
You are such a great character actor. I have a theory about how you discovered you were talented and like really seamlessly taking on different people. Like you become different people.
It's called multiple personality disorder.
So this is my theory. You can tell me what the truth is. So your family was not religious, but you went to a religious school. And then you lived in many different places. So you had to constantly shapeshift throughout your childhood and early adulthood, like wearing all these different hats and fitting in.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's my theory of why you became a good character.
I think that tracks. I mean, I always had a knack for accents.
You're very good at
them. My parents, when I was a kid, they'd make me, perform for company, or we'd go on trips and I'd make fun of the guide and then I'd piss off the guy. You know what I mean? especially in Italy, they'd be like, do the marble from Carrara. Allora, dunque. You know what I mean? And they loved it. But it was like, so I always enjoyed that. This whole idea of a fragmented identity, which is still hard for me. I feel at home nowhere and at home everywhere. Like New York, LA, and as artists, we go where the work is and we're moving around and work is home. Do you know what I mean?
Work is home. That's
and you're
right.
In a place, you didn't move to New York because you're in love with Park Slope. You moved to New York because there's work here.
Absolutely.
And same with LA in a way. I mean, LA is easier in terms of like life resistance, but that's why people go a little brain dead there after a while, but not in a bad way, but in a festive way.
Yeah. So when you are out auditioning or doing the series that you were in London, do you bring your son with you?
I bring my son to set when I can, but this one was a little tricky. That was the advantage of having his dad in Israel because I could travel. Because when I was living in LA, being a single mom, most of his life, it was very hard for me to go anywhere. And I didn't want to go anywhere. I couldn't tour.
Right.
And I always wanted to be with my kid. Like once I had my kid, I'm like, I don't want it. I don't care about anything else anymore. And then years go by, you're like, oh, fuck, where'd my career go? You know what I mean? Like, out of the loop, But now that he's older, I'm like, I don't care if I don't see you for 2 months. You know what I mean? So
I'll check back with you.
Yeah, just whatever. Email me. So I did bring him to set, which was fun.
He liked it.
Oh, yeah. He loves being on set. He does.
Want to do any acting or performing?
I mean, he likes acting. I think he likes making little, we made a little video the other day. I don't like to post. I posted one with him on Instagram. I don't really post stuff with him.
Why?
In general. I get a little, I don't know.
Just the privacy.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
what
yeah.
If someone
creeped
says
out.
Something
yeah, yeah.
nasty.
But I did put like one little vid. He always wants to do a lot more. I'm like, dude, you got to sit down. You got to write a script. You got to be disciplined.
Oh, I love that you're doing
even
that.
Though cut to like comics with, 900 million followers that never been in a comedy club.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, we just did 400 TikTok videos. That were...
Yeah. It's a
and
whole...
I'm so bad at that, Ophira. I'm so bad at that shit. Like, I have 2,800 followers. I can't get to 2,900.
You are such a good performer. And you've this vast selection of characters. Of course, Rachel on... Curb Your Enthusiastic. Yes.
Curb Your Enthusiastic. I like it. It's a spinoff.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Orthodox Jew character.
Of course.
Svetlana.
Yes. Russian whore.
Russian whore. Caregiver Perla from Hacks.
Yes. Yes. Well, the eye surgery episode.
The eye surgery episode. Yes. So funny.
Yeah, I love doing that show.
So are you dating? Sorry.
No, please ask it.
No, I'm just wondering how dating is first because you have a plate full. And then I don't know what it's like dating with a son who is of an age
right.
where he is cognizant if you are dating.
Yes. Well, when he was younger, I could bring a lot more men over. You know what I mean? Because he would just sleep through it. Once he got a little cognizant, then there were a lot of friends. This is my friend. Uh-huh. Oh, this is a friend. But I wouldn't have them sleep over. I mean, my son still crawls into bed with me sometimes too and kicks me in the ovaries. And so I didn't want that awkwardness. The problem, I don't want to sound negative, but the fucking problem is a lot of the guys you meet that are divorced, that have been married. I've never been married, right? I had a kid with a guy I dated years ago. We weren't, and we haven't been together in a long time. But men that have been married for, let's say, 20 years, they get divorced. They don't have energy to really put effort into they're not necessarily even looking for like a relationship. You know, they want something easy and convenient. They usually have 3 kids in Israel. I make the joke, they have 2 kids. People think of fertility issues. You know what I mean? 1 kid, something tragic happened. Like you have no womb.
Oh, that's amazing.
You've had a womb removed. No, but literally, they're like, only 2? And I'm like, only 1? Like what? Like they want me to move to Germany where they have like half a child.
That's right?
So, and so what happens in Israel, it's kind of surreal. The first question, it's very transactional. That's the bummer. It's very direct. A lot of polyamory, too. A lot of polyamory.
Really?
Oh, my God. The apps, open marriage, open marriage, open marriage, open. I'm like, do they, do the partner know?
Does everyone know this?
Marriage?
Yeah, let's get at least a testimonial. But,
is the wife aware? Hypersexualized. The first thing they ask you is, what's your custody schedule? Like, literally, it's the first question they ask, right? And if you say to them, oh, I have my son every other weekend. And they go, this weekend? And I go, next. If it doesn't align with their weekends, they will not meet you. And I'm not exaggerating.
What?
It's this, because it's like, what's the point if it's very, it's so like convenience transact, like what's the point if we never have our weekends lined up? But I'm like, well, if this is your person, this is your life, potential life partner, don't you think you could work it out? So it's so interesting, the things you encounter, besides the usual lament of online dating where if one thing's wrong, you say goodbye, you ghost, because there's a million other options, which is an illusion, yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
I'm not like reinventing the wheel with that. But the divorcees, they're tired. And they're also scarred, especially if the wife left them. They either want to fucking get validated.
Sort of casual, fun thing that is just their, like, the companionship.
Yeah.
And
I met a guy a few weeks ago. He had 5 kids. What am I going to do with that? What are you supposed to do with a guy with 5 children?
Was that a polyamorous open relationship?
No, I think it used to be observant and then became less observant.
Okay.
I'm like, our weekends don't align. So this is not happening.
Yeah, that's your custody match.
Yeah.
That should be just the lead. Like
an app.
Custody
there should be
Cupid.
An app where you can
custody
put your custody
Cupid.
Schedule and then match with your custody person.
We've invented 5 things, by the way, in
I'm
this conversation.
This yeah, exactly.
So you're in New York right now.
I am.
You're with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Is it his spring break or did
Well,
you
he's
just...
missing school now. The teacher texted me in Israel. I'm like, you guys do nothing in class. Like, how are you annoyed?
He's been to New York before, obviously.
Well, he lived here for a few years. Yeah, lived in.
I know you were always saying the size of your apartment, which I was like,
it was a therapist's office.
It was a therapist's office?
No, it looked like a therapist's office because I had a love seat. I couldn't even fit. And the living room was like a hexagon. Do you know what I mean? So you could never put furniture in any corner because they tried to make 4 rooms out of 1.
Yes.
So it's just the drywall. And then you can't open the bathroom door and go through the hall. That kind of thing. And the bed right on the radiator. So I aged like literally 20 years just on
once.
I'd wake up, just my face falling off. But we were in the West Village.
Yeah. Although he's only 11, does he talk about where he would like to live?
I mean, he's happy being in Israel now just because he's happy being near his dad and he's got his friends now. You know, at that age, it's like, I have these new friends. I don't want to move again.
That's right.
I mean? And I get it. It's hard. It was a hard adjustment. Culturally, it was very hard for him moving from L.A. to Israel.
He already spoke Hebrew, though.
Yeah, but not as good. Now he's fluent. But when he got there, not as much. But it's a very confident, aggressive society and everyone's in your face. And,
yeah,
you know, there is no waiting in line for the slide. There is no waiting in line. Period. No waiting in line. No line.
You just go.
You just go. It's this kind of communist trauma not to get fucked over. So everyone is in constant fear of getting fucked over. Constantly. I will walk down the street and someone will yell at me, don't cut the line. I'm like, I'm not even in line. I'm not in line. I'm walking to the bodega. I'm not in line. But literally, that happens all the time. Like if you go to the doctor, because it's socialized medicine, and so you're going, someone's always yelling at you, even though we all have our number. If I get up, just to get up, to stretch my legs, people are going to be like, she's fucking trying to get into, and people do. People end up trying to get into the lab. And they go and they go, I know I'm number 492, but blah, 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 you know? So there's this hypervigilance.
Wow.
Try and change a lane. Someone will not let you on purpose. And it's like, it brings out the worst in people.
So when you travel here, you must feel like this is very relaxed.
It's very peaceful here in the city. Really? Everybody's chill. You kidding me?
Oh my God.
I'm the one yelling at people.
That is the
Stop cutting the line. You know? Yeah. It's true though. It really, yeah. But I love it too. At the same time, Tel Aviv is like the best place on earth. Vibrant and everything's walkable or bikeable and it's small.
Your child can walk themselves to school
they can walk
and feel
themselves anywhere.
Free.
Send him to the doctor by himself. You know what I mean? Go to the bank. No.
Luis, thank you so much for coming on our show during your vacation, basically. This is your vacation in New York. Your peaceful, idyllic, quiet
retreat. It's a New York City retreat. Please follow me on Instagram because I got to get to 2,900. We can get to 3,000. I'd feel like I've arrived.
Okay, listen. Listeners, follow her on Instagram at iris.bar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is our show. Please subscribe and thank you so much. Mention us to a friend who you think would love this pod. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Parenting is a Joke. On Twitter, we're Parenting Joke. And you can join our monthly newsletter with updates, tips, tricks, games. Just go to parentingisajokepod.com to sign up. Hey, and we have a Substack for this podcast. We just keep making more content, people. So subscribe to our Substack. It is free. It is fun. More content for you. Just search for Parenting is a Joke on Substack. It will come right up. If you are in and around Brooklyn on May 31st, which depending on when you are listening to this podcast, could be tomorrow, there will be a show called Ophira and Adira. It's with me and Adira Amram. There will be magic. There will be live music. There will be stand-up comedy. It's a very cool, fun show. May 31st, Ophira and Adira at Union Hall. And for more information about that and all of my shows, go to OphiraEisenberg.com. Our episode is produced by me and Julie Smith-Clem. Our editor is Nina Porzuki. Our sound designer is Tina Toby Mack. Our game writer is Emily Winter. Our theme song and music is by Adira Amram and The Experience. Special thanks to all of the engineers at CityVox. And I'll leave you with a little bit more from Iris Barr.
Can I tell you a funny, can we veer off
for
just
of course.
A second?
Yeah, of course, veer away.
So I'm in Paris with my son last September. You know, my life in Israel is taking care of my mom and it's very depressing. She's in a nursing home and she has dementia. It's like, it's a lot. So I travel in order to, this is my oxygen. Do you know what I mean?
Like Your escape pod.
Yeah, like exactly. I don't drink. I'm not a big, like I drink sometimes, but I have two sips of wine. I'm like, it's out. You know what I mean? So not a good habit. So we go to Paris and I take him to a Sting concert.
Sting?
Yeah, Sting. I haven't seen Sting live ever and he's still kicking.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He
and
does
he's
yoga.
Still so sexy, man. I just see tantric. You just see the tantric sex just emanating from him. Sorry. So we have the seats and I teach him all the songs beforehand because he's just doing greatest hits. Like he didn't even stop to say hello to the crowd. He literally started, played all the greatest hits and left. But of course,
that's
it's
give
perfect.
Them what they
I
want.
Don't need the hello. Well, he did like do a little bit of French and they go, Paris. You know, like he did a little bit. So cut to, of course, the stadium is a gazillion people. The couple next to us are Israeli. Like, you can't go anywhere without seeing Israelis. Like, it's literally impossible. And they're Israeli. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I go to Paris and I'm like in fucking Ashdod. You know what I mean? So the worst part is that we wanted to dance and nobody's dancing. So I get up with Idan and we move towards like the banister. Like, we're in the aisle. Do you know what I mean? So we're at the front and we're dancing. And the couple comes right behind us. And the guy's like this dorky tech dude, you know, high tech Israeli dude who won't stop singing. He's like, message in a bottle. Like literally in my ear the entire fucking concert. Every breath you take, every move you make. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? So anyway, that was my,
That's amazing. I had to just share that.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.